Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Templehead football coach Jeff Collins. His squad picked up a big win this past weekend, went down to Texas and beat a good Houston team 59-49 to improve to 6-4. Next up, the final home game of the regular season. South Florida will visit the Link this weekend. And first of all, coach, that's a tough place to go to down there in Houston. And once again, the offense was on point. You just had to be thrilled with the performance you got out of your kids.
Yeah, I think they've had basically over a 90% winning record over the last couple of years at home. Temple University has never been fortunate enough to beat them, and I was just happy to be a part of the team that went down there on the road in a very hostile environment against a great football team and fight and earn a victory down against Houston. Just really proud of our guys, the way they played with effort, with passion. How they played together, and just a really good performance all the way around. That quarterback is electric that they have. They've got one of the top two offenses in college football, and I thought our defense fought and competed, created 5-3 and outs, created 3 turnovers, and offensively, again, just getting tremendous movement on the from the offensive line and the tight ends. Rockwell Armstead had a career day, and Nitro was, I think, 8 or 9 yards short of getting 100 yards. Rockwell got 200 yards and 6 touchdowns, which I've never been a part of, a kid doing that before. What he means to this program, and what a high character kid that just plays so hard, and as do all of our guys.
I wanted to talk Armstead's line, 30 for 210, 6 touchdowns. You obviously know it's cooking and he's got it working and all that. But do you even take a step back when you look at that final stat line after the game? Like, wow, didn't quite realize that.
I didn't. I had no idea. Kind of in the game, you just kind of going with the rhythm or the flow and trying to make in-game decisions and critical adjustments. So some of those things you kind of overlook or don't realize that they're happening in the moment. And, afterwards, I think that it's special to reflect on it. And, obviously I think the kids knew what was happening. It was special, but my favorite moment of the whole night, is when, Rockwell was going in to get his hand x-rayed because they thought he had a broken hand, and Nitro, Rob Ricavato, scored a touchdown for 5 yards. The offensive line, after he got thudded up at the 2, helped push him into the end zone. Well, Rockwell Armstead was in the back of the end zone, thinking he had a broken hand, going to get it x-rayed, and he was celebrating just as hard as if he had been the one that scored the touchdown. And I just think that speaks to the character of Rockwell, the character of this team, how close they are, how much they love each other, and how happy they are for each other's success. A young man that's, having the game of his life, is about to be removed because he thinks he has a broken hand and is still so happy for his teammates. You can't make that up. You can't fabricate it. It's a genuine response, to somebody that really cares about their team.
99 points you've scored the last 2 weeks against 2 very good football teams on the road. I know you're never satisfied. You never say, okay, we've arrived. But is this as close to optimum efficiency as this offense can run right now?
Yeah, they're playing at a high level. I think they have a lot of trust in each other, have a lot of trust in the coaching staff. And I think, whenever we need to run the ball like we did, against Houston, we can run the ball. Whenever we need to throw it like we did versus Central Florida, we can do that too. And I think that balance is even going to open up both ways, going forward. And, it doesn't get any easier. There's really good teams that are on the horizon and are now being bowl eligible. You're going to get a quality opponent, when we do get to the bowl game. So we're just, trying to get better every single day like we do in this program. And but the good thing is that, there's confidence and, embracing coaching, wanting to get better And I wanted to make sure we're not putting ourselves in positions to hurt ourselves and only just execute cleaner and better.
So let's talk about this weekend. South Florida coming to the link. They got off to a wild start this year, 7-0. Last few weeks, it's been tougher sledding for them, three straight losses. Is there anything you see that is different maybe from film early in the game to early in the season to now, or is it just a matter of maybe who they've matched up with and stuff like that?
No, I mean, they're a really good team. They've got an explosive offense. They play really good defensively, sound fundamentals. They run through the ball. They're a really good football team, and it shows. I think the thing that it does show is just this is a quality conference, a quality league, every matchup, is critical every single week. And we know we're going to have a great football team rolling in here to North Philadelphia, and got to be ready to compete, got to be ready to play a really good brand of football because we respect them and we know what a quality team. They have offensively, defensively, dynamic on special teams, and very, very well coached.
And when you look at their offense, they do have some pretty gaudy numbers. Who are some players, some things you've really got to be on the lookout for?
Well, I mean, just the quarterback, they've got some really good talent there. They've got three running backs that are as good as anybody in the country. Obviously, they're dynamic on the perimeter at the receiver position. The tight end, most of the tight ends in our conference are very flexible. They can split out and play receiver. They can come in and play in the line tight end, line up as the H-back role. So they're very multiple, and they've got a really good experienced offensive line. So really, really good, really good offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.